Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is the Love Bite.
Yes.
And none of you people are listening because you're all watching the goddamn Super Bowl. Which is fine. I mean, whatever. I'm not watching the Super Bowl, obviously.
Obviously.
I literally woke up this morning and I thought, there's a big football game going on today. I don't even know who's playing.
I think it's the 49ers and then
the Ravens.
The Ravens.
Yeah. I was like, there's a bird. I really, that's what I said. I said, there's a bird. And I said, if the other one's like a rodent, I think we know who's going to win. That's about as much as I know about football. I mean, I know a decent amount about football, but I don't care. Because it's not hockey. That's what I have to say about that.
I just care about Beyonce not lip syncing like she did during the inauguration.
But if she lip synced during the inauguration, she's going to lip sync during the Super Bowl. I'm curious about the Puppy Bowl. Who won? I don't even know who's playing.
The Puppy Bowl?
Yeah, who's playing in the Puppy Bowl?
Is it Labradors
versus Poodles? Who's doing this?
How do I not know about this? What is this?
Oh my God, the Puppy Bowl's been going on for years. So it's I don't know if it's simultaneously or it's at the halftime show on Animal Planet. They show the Puppy Bowl.
What?
And it's so adorable. There's just little puppies running around. And of course, it's just, you know, anarchy and mass hysteria and stuff. But they're puppies and they're so cute. Because they're little puppies. I figured you would like flip out.
I'm Googling it right now.
And come in your panties or no panties because it's puppies. You're all about that. Hey, you know, speaking of puppies.
Yes.
So I was hanging out last night with the House of Scorpion.
And we
had them on the show, the file was corrupted, so none of you have heard of them. And they have
I Googled it and then a video started of the Puppy Bowl.
I was like, what the fuck?
Don't press play. I didn't press play, it just started
that's
by
itself.
That's
not what we do here.
I'm sorry. But anyways.
Although if you wanted to play some porn, that would be okay. Anyway. they have a kitty. Miss Pet, she has a submissive named Kitty, and she is a kitty. And last night when I was hanging out at their house, she was making little kitty sounds. It was cute. So she makes little cute mewing sounds, and then Pet Sir was doing pressure points, and she was making like, meow, kind of thing like that. It was really very funny. And you came up, and because Pet Sir was joking about how, you know, he wants to get a puppy just to get this look from Kitty.
Like it's
basically the look of a cat rounding its back and going, gah, like that kind of thing. It was hilarious. And I said, you know, Nancy thinks of herself as a puppy. And Kitty said, really? I don't see that. I said, nah, I don't see her as a puppy either. I said, I see a bunny. And so he looks at me, bunny? And I said, yeah, because, you know, she's really cute and everyone wants to touch her, but then she just fucking runs away from everything and everybody. And then Miss Pet said, I see a hamster. And I was like, I think a bunny is a compliment. I don't think a hamster is. But
Wow.
You were a topic.
I was a topic. I didn't realize that you didn't see me as a puppy.
No, you're not a puppy. You're not playful like that.
That's true.
You're not. I mean, I don't know if you're a bunny, but you would have to be a real specific breed of puppy if you were. You're definitely not a kitty. You know, it's a hamster might be, but you have a certain amount of reciprocity that I see in a puppy-like quality. But I don't know. I don't know what your, you know, I don't know what your spirit animal is. I mean, I know what my spirit animal is, but it's a hawk.
Yeah.
My spirit animal is a hawk.
I can totally see that.
Yeah. Because, you know, hey, I'm going to fly. If this shit is not happening, I'm going to fly away. It's all good. And I can look at everybody and observe. You know how I like to just watch.
Oh, yeah.
Watch. And then I'll just sit up on my, you know, telephone pole and watch you all. Look at you people. You people are doing your shit. And then, of course, you know, you can get into like what spirit animals mean, blah, blah, blah. And I looked up hawk. It was actually kind of interesting. I was working on a blog post. And it was actually kind of interesting. It was talking about its intuitiveness. It's foresight, being able to see the bigger picture, uh-huh. All that kind of stuff. Like, shit, I was like, yeah. Because I was like, am I a hawk? Am I an eagle? I don't want to be that douche where I'm like, oh, in my past life, I was somebody great. No, I wasn't. I'm pretty sure
Are you a Muppet or a man?
Don't make me sing. Because I think that's required now. But if I were, I'd be a Muppet.
Totally, right?
I want to be a Muppet. They're awesome. They're felt. So I can be felt. Feel me up. I'm all felty. Yeah, I'm feeling myself up an hour right now. The way I'm feeling myself up.
You're a pervert.
Yes. Yes, I am. Thank you for noticing.
You just dirtied up Muppets. That's horrible.
Dude, I would do fucking... I want there to be a Muppet masturbation sleeve.
Oh.
Like, you can do Miss Piggy, you can do Animal, you can do Kermit, you can do whatever you want. Fozzie, I don't give a shit, but there should be Muppet masturbation sleeves.
Someone make that.
Yes, yes. And then there should be like a Muppet Hitachi holder. Seriously, this should happen. Where are all my crafty people out there with this? I don't see that shit on Pinterest.
Nope.
I don't see that shit on Pinterest. I'm just saying. That fucking sucks. That shit should exist. And I can't sew. I can glue felt.
You can.
I'm going to fucking Michael's. I'm buying some felt. Copyright infringement.
Yeah. Totally.
It'll be like, instead of Kermit, it'll be Kermay. And it'll be French. And instead of Miss Piggy, it'll be Miss Bliggy. I don't fucking know.
Wow.
I'm making shit up.
Yeah, you are. You
I'm on cold meds. I'm on allergy medication.
You're kind of loopy.
Woo! So there's
loopy
that.
Loopy mistress is loopy.
Which is funny, because we were talking about the show, because we're like, nobody's going to listen. It's the fucking Super Bowl. Nobody's going to listen. I mean, yeah, don't. They'll
this
have
is totally
download.
Selfish. This is totally for us.
We're just so you know, you guys are going to listen in to how Nancy and I just sit around and fucking talk. Like, just talk. And it's hilarious sometimes. Sometimes it isn't. Mind you, you're totally going to miss out on all the visual shit, which is like, bam, you haven't seen shit funnier than like when I do something goofy, because I'm fucking goofy.
Yeah.
I had a point. Oh, found my point. So when we were originally talking about how it's Super Bowl, okay, just so you all know, my plan was I wish we could get somebody on that we could fist and it'd be our Super Hole show.
Yeah.
Right? Because I mean, the vagina is the Super Hole, let's be honest. It gives babies, it accepts penises, it accepts fists and dildos and whatever else.
Or it chooses not to.
Or it chooses not to. You accept all of those. Well, you don't give babies, but you accept fists and dildos, not penises. Although you may accept a penis this year.
Is it funny that last night totally felt like I was like on a date, like a
pre-screening.
Like a pre-screening date.
Yeah, you're totally pre-screening.
Yeah.
You want to talk about that?
So last night I hung out with
No, let's start with how it is you might have a penis.
Oh.
Not you physically with your body. You don't have, she's not a tranny. She doesn't have a penis. She has a fully functioning vagina.
I do.
Without even an enlarged clitoris. It's pretty normal.
Yeah, it's pretty normal.
So is that enough disclaimers?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, my cold medicine self is going to sit back down.
So at the beginning of this year, you know, like most people do, you have those like things like, I want to do this year. I want to do that this year.
I want to skydive.
Yeah.
I want to travel.
Resolutions and shit. And I felt like it was important to push myself this year, you know? I want this to be the year that... What are you doing?
Just keep going.
She just pulled up a second mic.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Hey, just go with it.
It's like she's double fisting.
I'm totally.
Ew.
This would be my nightmare in sex, to have two cocks like this. That's just too much fucking work. Go away. I put the cock away. The big black one's gone.
Thank you.
I'm back with my little regular silver, which would be a white cock. It's cool. Yeah. Go on.
And so, you know, I want this to be the year that I get my first tattoo. I want this to be the year that I do other stuff. And among those things, I decided this is going to be the year for Forced Hetero. And, you know, there's a couple of people in mind, but the front runner for me, at least for me, because you have equal say, is Lucky Socks. He's a nice guy.
I'm curious. I don't know your list. I didn't know you had a list.
Oh.
I thought the list involved him and him alone. I don't even know what his penis looks like, so I don't know if it's like massive or anything. I feel like he needs to send us a picture now so we can know. Like, give me, you know, something to compare it to, and then his penis, so we know.
We need a picture of your penis. I'm going to text him right now.
That's not a text you get every day when a lesbian says, I need a picture of your penis with something to compare it to, like a dollar bill or something. You know, so we know. We need like, scale. And it means he needs to be erect. I don't want to see a flaccid penis, because there's nothing really more unattractive than a flaccid penis.
I guess.
Unless it's a flaccid, uncut penis, because that's fairly unattractive. but an erect penis, there's something there. I mean, other than blood, yeah, it's kind of exciting. That's what I think.
So I decided, you know, I want that to be this year. You know, we engage in a lot of edgy stuff. And I never feel like there's, like, some sort of limitation to what you and I collectively can come up with.
Ain't that the truth? I feel like we've exhausted the race play. There's no place else we can go.
No. He responds
unless you're wearing like a luchadora mask and you're doing like mud wrestling.
I have one of those masks.
With another Mexican luchadores, and I can be like all Nacho! Did anybody get the reference? Cause fuck.
Yeah.
I fucking love that movie. God bless Jack Black. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, so, you know, I see that as the next frontier. And
penis and vagina.
Yeah. And I was telling you on the drive over here, it's not like I want some penis.
Yeah, I mean, you could get that.
I could.
God knows there's enough guys that are like, hey, I'll turn you straight. You're like, yeah, no, you won't. I've been there. I've ridden that horse. Yeah. I've elected a unicorn instead.
Yeah.
They're prettier and they shit rainbows.
Yeah. So yeah, you know, it's just something that, I don't know, like I want to be filthy and I keep on imagining what that's going to be like. I have no idea what it's going to be like, but I imagine that the connection that's going to happen with you and I is going to be really intense during that time.
Well, so you pre-screened cock number one or lucky socks, whatever you want to call them.
Yes, I pre-screened.
Did he know that as he was preparing you steak and stuff last night?
No. Well, no, I just told him.
Was he nervous? Was he like readjusting his penis?
No, I just told him. I was like, we're having a man date. Like, this is awesome. We're hanging out and my butch is going to show, you know?
You have butch?
I do.
I find that hard to believe.
Well, then whatever. So I guess
my Valentine's Day gifts are way off then.
but it kind of felt like that for me. Obviously to him, we're just hanging out. But to me, in the back of my mind, I was kind of thinking this, I want this because if he's going to be the one, then I want to feel comfortable, you know, and I do feel comfortable. I feel awesome. We had a fucking fantastic time, you know? So that to me, that tells me, okay, so if I have a connection with someone, then this will happen and it'll be easier, you know?
Absolutely. That's why he was the front runner, because it's already somebody that you know and you share a lot of very intimate things with him. So why not? Did he say no?
No. He said, are you sure?
No, really. Come on. Give, you know, you can handle the penis. Release the Kraken and all that shit. Whatever it is he has to say.
I didn't know that there was rum that was named Kraken.
Oh my God, it's so good. I had some last night at the House of Scorpion.
Did
because
you?
That is Petzer's favorite rum. And I had gotten Kraken before. I went there this many, many times ago. And I was like, yeah, it's really good. And he's like, yeah, you know, I like Sailor Jerry. And we were talking about spiced rum. So now I have this massive thing of Sailor Jerry in my liquor cabinet. And it's really good. And do you want to know what I discovered? Vanilla vodka and Diet Dr. Pepper.
Vanilla vodka and Diet Dr. Pepper.
It's pretty fucking amazing.
Huh.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking amazing. I mean, they do like vanilla Dr. Pepper, black cherry Dr. Pepper, vanilla chocolate Dr. Pepper. They do all this like fucking add flavors to your goddamn Dr. Pepper. Outside of the fact you can do that at 7-Eleven. I'm just saying it's really good. That's what I'm saying.
Interesting.
Because you never know what we're going to talk about. You just never know. It's just whatever comes up. This is an interesting week.
It's been interesting.
It has.
My forehead is kind of peeling a little bit.
I'm sorry.
Actually, you're not sorry. You're not sorry.
There's no sorry in
there. There is no sorry.
I just said the words. I didn't mean it at all. If you can't do the crime. If you can't do the time, then, you know, don't do the crime if you can't take my boot in your ass.
There, that.
Which is what it goes down to.
So we have... We have clips from the GRU, which we will share with everyone once we have them here, because I didn't bring the field recorder.
Well, and not just that, there's actually some technical issues that need to be resolved. So even next week won't be the clips. It'll probably be another one, but it's one of those, we have clips from the GRU. We got a fantastic interview with Great Answer. Mm-hmm. Really good interview with him. You weren't there. It was good. And I feel like I enlightened him on something about himself.
He's a great guy.
So he really is. He's fantastic.
Fantastic guy.
We pinazzled.
Yep.
We decorated his penis with frosting and pop rocks
and princess
confetti stuff. And it was, and you touched a penis. And there's a fantastic picture of you.
On Fet.
With your thumbs up in front of a penis. Yeah. It's so, and the big smile on your face. It's so fantastic. It's so great. Yes. So there was penis touching.
Yeah. So that happened. That weekend happened. And at the end of that weekend, something really unfortunate happened. something really unfortunate happened. Against my best judgment, I cuddled with people that, number one, my mistress does not know them. And number two, I didn't ask if I could. And
which might seem like no big deal.
Right.
Except. This is about the fourth thing in a stream of Nancy doing things of her own volition, of her own decision making, when there are very specific points about which she must ask for permission. And this was just another one. And it's funny because the previous ones, there had been correction, there had been discipline, and there had been punishment on the previous ones. And I had assumed, because they were all kind of sexual in nature, either orgasm or, you've probably heard this if you've been listening to the show, either orgasm or pornographically, whatever, they were connected to sex in some way. So I had misdiagnosed the issue as she wasn't receiving the kind of sexual gratification or whatever that she desired. So we made changes to kind of, you know, the protocols and things that she had to do. And she had to start orgasming twice a day. And you know, she had to do these other things. She had to read erotica. She had to go on Tumblr, all of these things in order to ensure that she was getting sufficient, you know, sexuality in her life. Well, the fact that she did this unilateral cuddling with people, which was really interesting. So I'm on the last day of the groom, I'm very, very pensive. I'm not very social. I don't really feel like talking to anybody. I'm just sitting and watching, because there were, you know, some things that had happened, not that were bad, but it just really made me pause. I had to think about a lot. I'm still thinking about a lot of it. So, you know, I was one of those, I just wanted to go outside and have a cigarette by myself. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I just wanted to be alone.
No, you really didn't.
I did not want to talk to anybody. Now, mind you, there was one gentleman Wolf, the house slave at BOD, that did talk to me, and I love him.
Yeah.
He's fantastic. He made my mood immeasurably better. It was really nice, and it was a nice distraction. Anyway, so then Nancy comes out, and she's like beaming, like she's so happy and glowing, and she says, I had a cuddle puddle, and she names these people that I don't know. And I was like, oh, and I said, and mind you, there are people around us.
Yeah.
And I said, you think you might have asked about that first? And then she looked at me like, I'm sorry, with that look, expecting me to do a laugh and scoff it off, as I do for so many things, because they don't seem significant. And this one, my face is fucking stone serious. To the point where somebody goes, oh God, I know that look. And I just get up and I walk away because I'm pissed. I can't talk pissed. I shouldn't talk pissed.
Yeah.
And Nancy comes in and she comes up to me and says, in her cute and adorable way that she does things, I'm sorry. And I just said, no. And you said, no, not sorry. Sorry isn't enough. Sorry. And then there's backpedaling and there's, I just thought, and da da da. And all I said was, why do you have to ask me for permission? And you're like, I and just whatever, babbling. And I literally yell it, why? And I mean, I was fucking serious. Like, people stopped and looked. I don't yell.
No.
I just don't yell. You probably had not heard me yell. Mm-mm. And I said real clearly, I said, there's one answer and it's real fucking simple. And, then I said, it's time for us to go. Said our goodbyes, got in the car. And I said, so do you have an answer? To which Nancy said, I have several answers. And she started saying, I said, nope, there's one. There's one. There's only one answer to this question. Why must you get permission from me? Which I had hoped would make it abundantly clear what I'm asking. Which apparently it did. Because she was on, because you're my mistress. And I said, I am? Am I your mistress? How the fuck would I know? It was a little bit louder than that in the car. And that was it. Drove a little bit more in silence. And as we said goodbye, I said, your journal entry tonight will consist of two questions and you will answer them both. Am I your mistress? And if I am, how do I know? That was it. No hug, no fond farewell, no kindness, no look of a smile, nothing. That was it. And so, you know, I decided that it was late and we were all exhausted. And I said, you know what? I'm going to give you time to think about it. Your journal entry isn't due tonight. It's due tomorrow, but no later. And I said, and depending on the answers in that, you will either receive punishment on Wednesday or you won't. Real simple. Seems pretty obvious. Because if you're not receiving the punishment, I'm taking the collar off you. Because the answer's no, I'm not your mistress. Okay, that's your decision. Fine. We have it in our contract where either one of us can walk away at any time. There is no endpoint where we check in. We're supposed to be checking in constantly. And if the answer is yes, okay, then you need to be punished. And I already figured it out. Figured out basically what I was going to do. I refined it. Because I figured out what the problem was. You think you're your own boss. You think you have the right to make those kinds of decisions. Especially when historically, you've made shitty fucking choices about who can be around you, about who can touch you, about who can get into you. That's why I'm here. You're not allowed to make those choices anymore. Unless you decide that I am not that role for you. And then make all the bad decisions you want. Rock on. Touch everybody. Have cuddle puddles all the time. But that means you are not mine. That means you are yours. So, I got the journal entry, and the answer was yes. You are my mistress. And the why was, I don't know how I can prove to you how you would know that you're my mistress. I don't know. You're right. Well, I know I'm right. I already knew that part. It's nice to get the affirmation, but I knew I was right. That behavior is specifically somebody who is their own person. And in this lifestyle, a submissive gives up very specific rights to themselves. They electively hand them over to somebody. As you did to me about a year and a half ago. And you have slowly been trying to tug at them. And you know what? This is actually a great time because we needed to have a reset. There's been a lot that's gone on in the last year and we've done slow resets, but this is a good, nice, fast reset. So what it goes. So... punishment.
Yeah.
I was not home when you got there. No. So I texted you, start cleaning this. Wednesday, she's supposed to come clean. That's what she's supposed to do. Sometimes it doesn't happen. That's not going to be a problem again. And then when it came time to doing the punishment, I had walked in and I had dried spaghetti in my hand. I got this from Mistress Melissa. I will give her full credit for the spaghetti. The rest was me. But that was her, which was a fantastic idea. And I took the spaghetti and I broke it up and I threw it on the ground. And I said, kneel on it. And I've never kneeled on spaghetti. But that seems like that would suck. Did it suck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I said, and put your forehead to the ground and put your hands behind your back.
That sucked more.
Yeah, that sucked a lot. Yeah. Your leverage was gone. You had no way to balance the weight. You had all of your weight on your knees and on your forehead. So two times, you know, And also, that really gets like your third eye, you know, the third eye, chakras and blah, 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 which I don't know shit about. And there was no beating. I didn't touch you. Mm-mm. I didn't touch you at fucking all. No. What I said is, you will repeat after me. And I said this, I'm the property of my mistress, not myself. All of my words, deeds, actions, and behaviors are a reflection of her. And you repeated it. And then I said it again. And you repeated it. And then I said it again. And you repeated it. And then I said it again. And this went on for a while until you started crying uncontrollably. And I told you to shut the fuck up because I'm not done yet. Once you got your crying under control, I made you say it a few more times so that you could fucking get it. And then I made you get up, hand you a piece of paper, and I said, you have some new rituals. You were to say this expression. You were supposed to get up every morning when your alarm goes off as if I'm standing there with a fucking whip. And you get on your knees and you kneel just the way that I showed you. And you say this, followed by, I hope to make my mistress proud today. And every evening, same exact thing, except the final line is, I hope I made my mistress proud today. Real simple. Real simple. And you will stick with that ritual until I can see that there is either something happens and there's another fuck up, or there's nothing, which means, hey, it's cool. We're good. We got it taken care of. Let's drop that. That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So there was that.
Yeah.
How did that make you feel?
I feel anxious right now.
Why?
Because it's like...
reliving it?
Uh-huh. And then... because I hear that tone of voice. And I feel like... not only am I reliving it, but you're... like, it's like... I know you're not angry right now.
No, but, no, no.
No. But it sounds like it.
I'm acting.
Shut up.
It is a dramatic reportrayal.
About a week ago, got a message on FET from someone who listens to us from Canada. And
hello, A.
And, you know, they like the show and everything. And one of the topics that... that this person suggested that they would really like to hear about was the potential emotional pitfalls of BDSM for a couple. And
that's a really good topic.
It is. We'll get back to that one. And it, so when I read that message, I was like, yeah, that's, yeah, totally. You know, we should totally talk about that. And then when this happened, initially I was really genuinely confused. Like, what the fuck? Why is she so angry? And really worried. And then for even a little bit, kind of pissed off because I couldn't understand. And I thought, well, obviously her reaction was totally disproportionate to what happened. And
how many times does that happen?
It's never.
Just checking.
This never happens. But I was so confused. And I felt like I... I felt like I had fucked up beyond repair once I did realize what was happening. That, you know, this, that our relationship had been in this, you know, not rut, but like this kind of just not a good place for too long. That now, how do we even fix it? And as it got nearer to Wednesday and the, you know, the punishment, I felt like, okay, you know, I felt like, number one, I do deserve it. And this is what's coming to me. And I felt like this has to be that reset. It has to be. And I did think long and hard about those questions. I did think to myself, well, shit, you know, what if, What if it has run its course? Which is totally possible. That can happen.
Yep. Absolutely.
You know?
And I was willing to accept either answer.
But and while I was thinking about that, I thought, well, does she still want me? Is she asking me this because she doesn't want me and she wants me to... okay, but seriously, because I like freak out about shit, okay?
Yes, you're right. I would absolutely do that passive aggressively. I would.
No.
You're so
oh my God.
Right
no,
about that.
No, no.
As opposed to saying, you're done, taking it off.
Right, but I don't know. I didn't know if this was like a Jedi mind trick where you wanted me to figure it out for myself.
I did want you to figure it out for yourself.
Right, and I was afraid that the answer was going to be, you know what? No, she's not. We're not there anymore. I was really fucking scared that that was going to be the answer. But you've made impacts in my life that no one has. And I still feel like I have so much more to learn from you. There is more impact to be made. And I know that I can make an impact on your life. I know that I have in some small ways, I don't know, but that I have. And so I'm not done yet. And I want to do the work. I want us to have that awesome, awesome relationship that a lot of people think we have.
No family is what anybody thinks it is from the outside.
No.
I got that from Downton Abbey. That's right. The Dowager said that.
I want to be, you said something that really resonated. And you said that I couldn't call myself a service slut if...
You're providing shit fucking service.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That floor. That fucking floor that I've literally gone out of my way not to clean. I cleaned the rest of that fucking bathroom. I did. Mirror and everything.
Yeah.
Not the floor. That was a fucking principle at that point. You're going to fucking clean that if you got to lick it. Shit's going to get clean. God damn it. That fucking floor. Yeah.
So that happened.
That happened. Also, just so that you know, Wednesday, sometimes when you come over, it turns into a you had a shitty day and, oh, let's have a therapy session. That's not going to happen anymore. You can come back on Thursday for therapy. But on Wednesday, you're fucking Consuelo or Rosa or whoever the fucking Mexican bitch is cleaning my house. That's what you are. Nothing else. You can't even fucking speak English, so you can't have a goddamn therapy session.
Wait.
You can do that on Thursday.
What? Are you serious?
I'm about to say you can't speak English.
I can't speak English?
You gotta be broken fucking English.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh my
now,
God.
Bam. Broken fucking English. You can't speak real English. Done.
Wow.
There's that. Hey, we can mix in some play.
Yeah.
With your service. Which means you got to ask me questions in Spanish and I'm not going to be able to understand what you're saying.
No, and then, it's going to turn into English eventually.
Maybe I'll speak to you in French.
That's going to be strange.
Well, it would be no different.
That's true because, yeah.
We wouldn't be able to understand each other, but we'd be able to understand a little bit. Like, I understand a little bit of Spanish because I speak French. You'll understand a little bit of French because you speak Spanish.
Yes.
But not much. So it'll be like, start here. And you'll be like, what? And then I'll have to be like, getting all physical on you. Here. I like this paint plan. This sounds fun.
This sounds like a lot of fun.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Cool.
You know what I realized last night? I really...
When you were sleeping with a man.
Shut up. I was not sleeping with him.
Oh, you weren't sleeping?
I wasn't sleeping with him.
Oh, damn. Whatever.
Separate rooms, man. Come on.
Starts a scandal.
You're crazy. I realized I really miss pegging.
You should peg Lucky Socks.
No, I'm gonna do that to him.
You can peg Chucky.
Oh,
he's down for that.
Really?
Yeah. Remember, he put in the hard points.
Yeah.
Said we'd break him in with him.
Let's do that.
Yeah, I like.
I miss that. I miss that toppy feeling that I get. That's so ridiculous.
That you get toppy?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
I think it is. I mean, just because I don't feel like it just doesn't, it scares me a little bit.
That's okay.
Is it? Because,
there are things that go through my head that fucking terrify me. Some of the things that I want to do, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Really? That's why I always have the dog on a leash. Like, I'm fucking leashed all the time because of the shit. I was like, what? I had the most amazing conversation with somebody. And he asked me, you know, what do you want? And I just said, I want to go too far. I want to look at that fear and terror that I have of doing these things. I want to experience it. I want to breathe it. And I want to know that I can come out of it okay. I want to touch that, not just a darkness, that blackness that I know is deep down. I want to touch it. I want to fucking get my hands in it. I want to roll it around. And I want to be able to walk away. And know that I can do it again if I wanted to. But I've never touched it. Because it terrifies me. Same thing.
You need a heavy masochist.
Fuck. No goddamn idea. Yes, I do. And they all are afraid of me for whatever reason. Maybe because I say shit like that.
You have a really intense energy about you. And
I'm a really nice person.
You are. You are a very nice person. And you're super silly. It's fantastic. But I think, you know, you're just really intense. If people don't know you, if they're just meeting you or even just in the same room as you, you come across as really intense.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to say. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, but no. Don't,
yeah, you're right. I mean,
don't apologize for it. It's you.
There was somebody on Twitter who's really known for her heavy fucking masochist. And she said she wouldn't bother to me. She's terrified of me. And I'm like, are you fucking serious? What? Me? Oh, me. I'm so nice. I'm a nice person. I always stop.
You are.
I always stop.
You are a nurturing sadist. You really are.
I know. I coined the phrase.
Yeah. You. I've seen you play with other people and I mean, I see that you holding back, it's a very physical thing. But I also see that you're caring for someone. Even if it goes thwack and slap and all of those noises.
Yeah, they like it.
But you, not them, fuck them. You do it in this way where it's like, well, of course. Of course she would do that. It's like a warm hug.
It is. It's like a warm hug.
Yeah.
Just remember that. When I want to give you a warm hug in the future. Now talk to me about this fear of this toppiness. I mean, you desire it. You love pegging. Now, mind you, you can't do it alone.
No. And I think that's what it is.
You fucking get carried a goddamn way.
Well, and I think that's what scares me is that they're.
Yeah, but that's what a safe word's for. And that's their responsibility. I mean, right. You kind of need to be aware too, but let's be honest. That's what a safe word is for.
Yeah, but I
please don't give me that huge, you know, 3-inch wide dildo in my little teeny tiny virgin ass. Ow.
But you know, that does scare me. It scares me that I get that excited and that I will start to not give a fuck. That scares me.
That's what scares me.
Someone asked me this week if I hated men, which is a genuine question. And I said, no, I don't. I really don't. That is a common misconception about lesbians.
Well, that was about lesbians, but okay, go on.
I don't know. I hear it a lot. And I said, no, I don't hate men. Having said that, I've had some pretty shitty experiences with them, which
Amen.
Make me hesitate a lot. So it scares me that there's this it's not hate, but there's this thing. And I don't care that I don't care, you know?
It's the darkness.
Shivers.
That's it. That's what I'm afraid of getting lost in. Did you ever see What Dreams May Come?
Yeah.
Fuck, love that goddamn movie. Well, I would love to do another rewatch. Fucking great goddamn movie.
Oh, hey, pause then. I got a picture of the cock.
Oh, what do you think?
Okay.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's not scary.
No. It's actually kind of pretty.
Yeah.
I don't think that would bother you that much.
I would be okay with this in my mouth.
We're not talking about your mouth.
I know, but I'm making that statement I would be okay with that.
Huh. All right. We're talking about, you know.
I know. Other places.
Every place.
Shut up.
In the perfect scenario, every hole would be used. Just so you know.
Oh. What dreams may come? What?
And there's the scene where the wife, can't remember her goddamn name, I didn't like her as an actress, she is in her suicide place.
Yeah.
And it's dark and it's kind of cobwebby and it's a beautiful, I mean, it's the imagery in this film is amazing. I look at my darkness much like that room. And that fear that I will be her and I will get trapped and I won't know I'm there and I won't know how to get out and there is no escape. That's my legitimate, genuine fear.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to visualize my fears. That's just what I do.
Yeah.
As it is when I go, even as far as I'm allowed to go by the bottom's limits, there are what I consider cobwebs that are kind of still attached to me afterwards, where I kind of feel like there's that ache in my fingers where I was almost there. It's like that you didn't get that orgasm. You've been edging all day and you didn't get to come. It's like that. So, but I'm afraid that what does it mean if you get to go over? Does it turn all Pleasantville and everything becomes color? What does that mean? How does that change you? I don't know. I don't know. And that's what I'm afraid of.
I just, when you and I do stuff, we're having fun.
Oh yeah, we're laughing all the time. People watch us because we're laughing.
Yeah, yeah. And even like the intense, like serious stuff that I really want us to do again soon. Even then.
When my eyes go black.
I'm ready.
Yes. I'm so excited. All right.
But even then, I mean, we're having like the time of our lives. And I guess my that has made such an impression on me where if I'm playing with anybody that isn't you, which I mean, you would be there if I did. I want everybody to have fun.
Yeah.
Because we have fun when it's just...
Okay, yeah, it's fun.
It's awesome.
I mean, even when it's like super like deep and intense, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Everybody's having a good time.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that's why it scares me too, is that how can I go to that dark place and still make sure that person's having fun?
Well, I mean, you can answer that question yourself. When I go to that place where my eyes go black, don't you have fun?
I do.
Even though it's scary and it puts you right on that edge and you have butterflies and your heart races and you don't know and you're on the verge of tears or you are crying, you're still enjoying it.
Yes.
So it's the same kind of idea. And if they're not, again, that's what the safe word is for. But it's butt sex. And I'm telling you, guys love it, you know. And I can't even tell you how many guys are like, yes, make it rough, rape me. Oh, no. It's lube.
Let's dress up a boy soon.
I want to do it with Jim so bad.
Yeah.
He's so fucking cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He'd be so adorable dressed up. I look at other boys and I think like, Eric, no, I don't want to dress him up. There's no desire to dress him up.
He really
at all.
Would make an ugly woman.
He would be the ugliest fucking woman on the planet. Lucky Socks might be okay.
Yeah, but I don't think he'd be into that.
No, but he wouldn't be as beautiful as Jim. Jim could go out and fucking be a woman and people would want to go out with him.
Let's take a boy that's not attractive as a woman and take him to a bar and make him try to pick up people.
I've done that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How fun.
So fucking humiliating, and God, do I love it.
Oh!
I can't tell you. It just makes me fucking wet. It's so awesome. They're so uncomfortable, and they can't do it, and it's this doubt, but I'm not, and
That's hot.
Happiness. Top spaciness. Well.
Yes.
So now you've seen the penis.
Yeah. And he's like, did you throw up? And I'm like, no, not even.
I wonder if we should get the field recorder for something like that. I was going to field record your punishment, by the way.
Oh.
That's why I asked for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Wouldn't that have been awesome?
That would have been intense.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I think people are interested in that. So anyway, so if we can do the field recorder for your forced hetero, then yeah. We can share it. Yeah. We can share it.
We can share with everybody.
With the world.
Yeah.
I have to, I'm really going to have to do everything I can not to be humorous, because there's so many things like, and now she is accepting a penis in her vagina. Ladies and gentlemen, up next is her asshole. Right, do you see how that tag takes away from the intensity of the moment?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I feel like for something like that, I'm going to need the intensity. Because when your eyes go black and that whole thing, I want to do anything and everything that you say.
Right?
Everything.
That's when I'm getting into that dark spot, that place that I want to play around in. I'm getting into it. That's in my head. There's something in my head. It just completely switches. It's the best top space I've ever had. It is. I'm being texted.
Pikachu.
By
yeah.
Pikachu.
Yeah.
What? I'm very popular with the anime community. I'm huge in Japan. Ooh, okay, sorry. But yeah, I mean, that's, and so to, I get to play in that field so rarely. Because there's so much fear. People are so afraid. I'm so afraid that I don't get to cross over.
Yeah.
So that when I do, it's like, yes.
But do you think that because you're not able to cross over as often as you would like, that those times when you do, the release is a lot greater?
I'm pretty sure the heroin addict doesn't say that when they get heroin once and they don't get it again for another 2 years. Pretty sure they don't say that. I'm pretty sure they want it every fucking week, day. Whatever. Yeah. Just saying.
Yeah, I get that.
that's the closest comparison I can come to. Mm-hmm. It's that. I mean, it's no different than your desire for that intense subspace. It's no different. It's just...
God, I'm sorry. Quick subject change. I got to tell you how much it fucking pissed me off that the last time that we were at a dungeon, that there was no subspace for me.
Yeah, your head was in a weird place.
Yeah, it was in a really not.
Yeah,
and that sucked. I miss that can't stand kind of subspace. I miss that. Yeah, I was upset that night.
So was I.
But were we upset about the same thing?
No.
You made me paranoid right now.
To re-emphasize, I was not upset because you couldn't take as much pain. Okay, so let's put that one, that dead horse, let's stop eating it.
So I get that.
Go into the next one where I was upset that you wouldn't let go. That you wouldn't allow yourself to let go to have that subspace experience. I mean, I can get it. If somebody's never had subspace with me, I get it. sometimes some people aren't comfortable and won't let go. They're never going to get it with me, or it takes them a couple times. Whatever, it's cool. I'm not like picky about it. It is what it is. But you get into it like all the fucking time. So it's one of those things where when you didn't, I was upset about that more than anything. And then you were all emo about it. I'm like, blah, blah, blah.
But I'm sure that other submissives out there can,
we were passing notes in class.
But I'm sure some submissives and slaves out there can identify with the, it's disappointing to oneself when you can't give your D-type that which they really desire. I'd kill to be a heavy masochist. I really would. Because I think that would make a huge difference. However, that night, I didn't enjoy the pain. And because I was so not enjoying it, that's why it was hard to have any kind of other headspace. Because all I was thinking about was, fuck, this sucks. This is not, no, this is not the business. And so, and I think about it now, not because I'm still beating myself up about it, but because I think, well, what could I do? What if, maybe if I, maybe I'm not surrendering myself to it as much as I could. And that's why it doesn't feel good.
You were thinking too much.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, I'm not a submissive and I get that. You were thinking too much.
Yeah.
It's all good.
And last night when Lucky Socks and I were hanging out, we were, you know, shooting the shit and, you know, the obvious question, well, what's the dirtiest thing you've done?
All right. I'm and curious.
It's funny because we came to this conclusion that like once you do it, you're like, yeah, that wasn't, you know, whatever.
It wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah. But in the, you know, like the huge, like big picture, yeah, sure, it could be something really big.
It's all also depends on how you define dirty. I can, some people look at some of the shit we do and think it's like fucking disgusting. And then some of it is like, whatever. I mean, I don't know. Having a guy eat somebody else's, some other man's cum out of my pussy is like, whatever.
Yeah.
And some people are like, oh my God, what kind of a whore are you? Well, I'm that kind of whore. So just lick it up, bitch.
That's Tuesday.
I wish. It's not Tuesday.
Oh, shit. I lost my train of thought.
Dirtiest thing you ever did.
Oh, yeah. So I told him that I wasn't sure what exactly was the dirtiest thing I'd done, but that the one that stands out in my mind is that night at a sanctuary.
Oh, when you were saran wrapped to the bedpost.
Yeah.
That was pretty fucking
That's
awesome.
Fucking, oh, I'd fucking kill for that headspace again.
I was going to do that at the after crew. Totally was. Just, no, why it didn't happen, it just didn't.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I got to tell you.
Wow.
What? Oh.
We burned up an hour.
No shit.
Fuck you, Super Bowl. Fuck you. And guess what? This was actually a good goddamn show.
That it was.
It was. It was super fuck you in the ass show.
Hey, wait, what's the dirtiest thing you've done? Memorable. Stands out in your mind.
I'm going to have to say my first orgy, which now I've been told is actually a gangbang. and the reason is it's memorable. It was one of those things where, you know, we were just hanging out, me and my girlfriend and like five guys just hanging out. And I all of a sudden started directing, hey, let's do this. Like the girl and I started making out and I started eating her and some guy started fucking me from behind. And all of a sudden it was just bam, 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 all of this sex and everything. And it was like, for me, it was memorable because that was one of those moments where I didn't know anything about this lifestyle, about dominance and submission, but I was fucking controlling that. I was controlling six other people. And that was memorable to me. So I don't know if that's dirty or not, but it is.
Yeah,
it
no,
is.
But that's, I mean, it's memorable.
It is.
Totally is.
This was a fun show.
I love talking to you.
I love show. Well, we're going to do some more talking this week for next week's show. I don't know. We don't know what we're talking about yet.
But I like talking to you.
I'm Insidious Muse.
And I'm Surface Slut.
No, and we're Love Bite, and we're fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. That's what we are. Okay, we're done.